On Monday, I ordered two more Jey Uso glasses, the gold and the orange ones.
Those gold ones are pretty cool.
They are. And my dumbass forgot to change the shipping address so it goes to my old house.
So they're going
So
to
when I
your old
bring.
house?
Yeah, but we don't live over there anymore, and people are already moved in. So when those get ordered or delivered there, we gotta contact WWE shop and tell them that it didn't ship or that we didn't get it.
Is that how you're supposed to do it?
I mean, that's what
I
my.
mean, no, I mean, isn't technically like if you get mail or package accidentally delivered to you, you're not supposed to open it. Isn't that illegal if you open up someone else's
Yeah.
mail? They're
Yeah.
just supposed to send it back, return it.
Yeah. But I found this out during school on Tuesday or Wednesday. My mom texted me like, you need to check your the shipping address on the stuff that you ordered. So I did, and she said, don't worry, I'll work on it. And a couple of hours later, and she said that when it delivers, then we just gotta contact them and they'll ship it again.
Okay, gotcha. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's just annoying because now you just gotta wait even longer.
Yeah.
What up, Tommy?
What's up?
Nothing, just over here talking about how to commit mail fraud. Tommy or Toxic is about to get he ordered a couple pair of Jey Uso Yeet glasses, and he's gonna tell the WWE people that he never got them, so they can send him two more pairs.
No, that's not what happened.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
My dumbass forgot to change the shipping address when I was ordering them. So they're going to my old house instead of my new house, which
Oh.
is the house that I'm in right now.
I swear, when B comes in here, I'm going to flip him off while taking a sip.
Why?
Because this is still not water.
Dude, Tommy. Okay, so I was listening to the Behind the Mic episode that came out today. Did you guys hear it?
No, I haven't really listened to the podcast in a while.
Why not? Toxic, you're too cool.
No, I was listening to a bunch of them one day and then I
I didn't
planned
even
on
know
listening
that
to
one
more,
came
but
out
I just
today.
didn't.
It's good to go back and listen because then, I don't know, I feel like I get better like that. Like, oh, maybe I should say this next time. Maybe I shouldn't say that, you know?
Yeah.
But, I bring it up, Tommy, because I wasn't really paying attention last time, but you were talking about all kinds of shit that you've been eating and drinking. I feel for you. I'm afraid for your life, bro.
But at the same time, it's kind of hard to get away from them.
Get away from what? Diabetes?
Yeah, no shit,
Yeah.
it's hard to get away from them.
Okay, what are you talking about specifically?
The answer, yes.
Ain't no way you have Burger King.
Yep.
Burger King sucks.
Okay, in my defense, my mom bought me some nuggets on her way home from work.
Hey, no, I just had Popeyes just now, but man, I'm not gonna chase it down with Prime or fucking Mountain Dew mixed with Skittles or what do you drink?
Okay, so this is a tea, okay? It is Lipton tea that is inside of
You
it.
got tea.
Okay, that's not too bad.
That is the main thing that I have
Oh
been
my
drinking.
God, that what'd you mix it with?
Nothing. It's just two
Oh,
cans
okay.
of the strawberry Lipton tea.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you were gonna say you mixed it with fucking battery acid and fucking.
I mean, according
You
to
see this,
blood,
Tommy?
that's what
Tommy,
it
you see this? Guess what this is? It's water.
is. That is what that is. This
It's
is what
water. This is how much I have left in my water bottle because I've been drinking water.
And you guys get on my case about my drinking.
Hey, no, when I do it, I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm. All right, who's here? Someone just showed up.
Yeah, Blood showed up and then disappeared.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Anyone heard from BT?
No, but I'm going to
I did earlier.
Find him.
I did it earlier.
Why is this set up like this? Why am I way the hell in the corner?
It looks the same to me.
So weird.
When I was sending you guys the links, I couldn't find you, Blood.
What do you mean?
Because I forgot you got a new picture. I was looking for your old picture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yo, Blood, save some for the rest of us, O's.
You what?
Save some for the rest of us, O's.
Yo,
damn.
I'm not even going to bullshit. Are we live right now?
No.
Okay, I'm not even going to bullshit. No, so, Ryan... He sent me a message when I take my profile picture. He goes, "Hey, Blood, save some pussy for the rest of us."
Yeah, Snug also said that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, for what I paid, $400, I got the four, because $400, she took 263 shots. I got to pick my favorite four, and then I send the four that I pick, because there's a whole browser. So she'll send you all 263 shots uploaded into an online terminal on her website. You go through all of them, all the looks you did, all the cheat, and you choose the four you want. You send those off. She then does the Photoshop on them to clean them up, make them look perfect, get the resolution in them. And then she sends them back to you in email so you have their full resolution for uploading onto your accounts for like Backstage and auditions, Time Turner, all the other acting auditions profiles that you would need. And then she gives you a website to link if you want to or if you want to go and, print out the high gloss versions of her. And we hit it off so well. She was the coolest fucking person in the world, dude. Her studio was an in-home studio in this gorgeous, rich-ass fucking neighborhood in Orlando, 10 minutes from the park.
I could tell by the doorway that you were leaning in on. Like, jeez.
Dude, she had a fucking full-ass pool table in her living room. And woman had, like, equipment. She was shooting on a $5,000 to $7,000 Nikon, and her lens she was using was an 85mm, $3,200 lens. Like, this shit was insane, and she had these adorable, adorable little baby English bulldogs that my wife and I got to play with, and kiss and cuddle. She got us water, and she had Polynesian artwork. She's apparently a massive Polynesian enthusiast. She had, I'm talking Polynesian drapes, artwork hanging, paintings that her and her family had made. She had Maui's Heimatau, his hook. Husband had taken 2x4s and shaved them down and literally made a ginormous life-size version of it, painted, did all the carvings in it himself, and it's mounted on the wall in their living room. Like, we hit it off from just that. And then she liked me so much, she gave me three extra bonus pictures for free. And because it's $25 for extra shots that you want. She just goes, "You were so great." And because of the review I left for the video, she said it made her cry. And she said it was like the best, moment of her entire week. She texted me today that our shoot was the highlight of her week. But when I posted my review on Instagram, she said that I made her cry. And she's like, she goes, "You know what? These are on the house. You have made my week. Don't even worry about it. These are on the house just for you. I really wish you and your wife lived closer so we could hang out and become get closer as friends. You guys are amazing. I loved your wife. I'd love if we could get lunch at some point." And I just straight up wound up telling her, I was like, "If you want, I'll make you exclusively my photographer, my headshot photographer." And she's like, "Deal." So we actually wound up shaking hands on it. But she was the sweetest, coolest person ever. It was like, but dude, like $400 for four shots. You get two looks. She threw in a third, and looks meaning like wardrobe, the looks you're going for. I did the glasses for like that nerdy, goofy thing so I could get hired in comedies and commercials. And then I did like the serious one for more like dramas. Then I did like the inviting one so I could play a dad or an older brother or a teacher. And then I did just the one where I'm leaning forward, that's my profile picture, so you can see my mid-range all the way up, and you can see my looks and my angles. And she threw in the fucking leather jacket look for free. Damn. We hit it off that well. But she was so fucking cool, bro. I mean, it was a really, really great, fun experience. I'm very happy that I had it. It made me feel really good about myself. And she even referred me to a couple agencies. The agency her daughter works for. And she was so fucking cool. Only thing else been going on, man, I've been arguing like I went viral again because I posted my thoughts on the Shannon Sharp incident. And bro, that video is almost at 400,000 views in like a day. And people are fighting like cats and fucking dogs in my comments. And I'm fighting with them. And we are going back and forth, bro. It's insane.
I have the ultimate money hack. My mom's a photographer in general.
So. Oh, shit. There you go.
There's my money hack for me.
Get them angles. Practice in the mirror. You always, in show business, first rule of show business, always know your good side.
So that sounds cool, Mr. Blood. Congrats. That sounds like a great, great thing. But this is what I got out of all that. So she took like 700 pictures of you?
263.
And out of those 263, you can only pick four?
You pick four that come in the price because the normal standard in actual headshot photography is that it's usually around $350 just for two looks.
So out of all of those pictures, those are the four that you picked?
They were my favorites, and I had my wife help me pick. Because, dude, I had to do...
They should have taken another 260-something of your ass.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
But, wow. It was actually really hard to select. I'm not going to lie. Like, I had to... Because her website's great, so you can, like, favorite them, the ones you like, and then it'll send it to another window for favorites. And then when you go to there, then you can unfavorite them and it'll start deleting the ones you don't want. So I had to keep going, all right, babe, this one or this one?
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, oh, that one. Okay, delete. This one or that. It took me like half an hour to decide on four. It was a hard decision, bro. She took some really, really fucking good ones. There's two that I really fucking wanted that I wound up going, no, these would be better because this looks, because I wanted every look to be different. And it was really hard to pick. But man, it was fucking cool. It was just a really good experience. But now the Shannon Sharp thing, I hope I make some money off of that fucking video. The amount of engagement that one's fucking doing.
Is that like a politics thing or something?
No. So Shannon Sharp, you know, he was in the NFL, and he's got his talk show. You know, the black guy, shaved head, goatee, soul patch of glasses who interviews.
Yeah. What about him?
So apparently he cheated on his wife and had a relationship with a 19-year-old girl who was an OnlyFans model. So that was going on for a while. He tried to get away from her and move away. She followed to relocate. She found out he had a new deal in January that was going to be like a multi-million dollar deal. He was trying to get her to leave him alone. She goes, he's like, I'll give you $10 million if you fucking just leave me alone and never mention that we had a sexual relationship to anybody because he's still married. And, she tries to extort him for $50 million instead. So then
that's illegal, isn't it?
It's a federal crime, but here's the problem. She's trying to extort him by saying that he sexually assaulted her and raped her. And the text that got dropped earlier this week by his lawyer and by him, that girl is a fucking gold digger. In the text, we're not live, are we?
No.
She's literally begging him to put a collar on her like a dog, saying, in, by the way, quotes, because they read every text. She in quotes says, I want you to put that baby gravy in me. I want your big black baby inside of me. I want you to do 50 shades of gray shit to me. I want you to
smack me
around.
Yeah. Hold on, Mr. Blood. Remember that there's minors here.
Oh, shit. But. This is the news, but like literally, she literally tries to proposition and say, you like this ass? $25,000 to cheat. This is shit she said to him in text, but there are people defending her saying that he's 56 and she's 19. He groomed her. You can't groom a fucking adult, bro. She's not an adult.
I mean, you don't know when he met her though. What if he met her when she wasn't, when she was a minor?
No, the text proved that they met after she had already turned 18. She's almost 20. This has only been going on for, like, the last year.
I don't know, dude. 18, even for me, like,
I'm not saying it's not weird, but it's not illegal. And he's not a creep.
Yeah,
for it.
But it's still, it's still weird.
For 40 years.
It's still weird. Does he have any kids? Does he have any kids?
Yeah, he's got children.
Okay.
His kids are older than her.
There you go. That's even weirder.
But he's not a creep for it. She wanted him. He tried to end it. She moved across the country to get closer to him.
If he's married and he's over...
No. He's a piece of shit for cheating on his wife. He's a piece of shit for that. But he's not the bad guy here.
He cheated on his wife, but he's not the bad guy. What the fuck?
He's the bad guy for his wife. He's not the bad guy in what happened in this situation. He's horrible for what he did to his wife, but he's not some sexual assault fucking abuser.
No, I get what you're saying.
Because he tried to end it with her, and she still wanted to come after his money. And so when he's like... Please stay away from me and my family. I don't want to do this anymore. I'll give you $10 million if you go away and never come back. She finds out he's got a new deal with the NFL and ESPN.
I get it, Blood. I get it, Blood. But look, check this out. I get that the legal age of consent is like 18, right?
16 in plenty of states.
Okay. That doesn't make it okay. Just because it's legal, it's still fucking weird.
Here's the problem with morals, though, buddy. Our morals and our feelings don't fucking matter in a court. So, and keep in mind, Mother Mary, Jesus's mother, was 14 when she was married to Joseph in his 20s. So, let's also not forget that in this country, you know that you can legally get married. If you're a minor, you can legally marry at 16 years old in this country. It's called a child marriage, where teenagers can marry each other with parental consent. So, yeah. She can go out and die for her country, get shot in war. If she can rent a car in most states, because we lowered that age, she can be a military police officer. And only up until 2019, she could smoke cigarettes and buy them over the counter.
Now, I get that, like, our morals, I get morals don't matter in the court of law, but also our system isn't the greatest system either. I mean, they do a lot of shitty things.
We're one of the few countries in the world that actually has the legal age at 18. Most countries at 16. Or 14.
Yeah.
So, I mean, keep in mind as well, if she can do porn for a living, she can date a 56-year-old and someone not say that he's manipulated.
Look, Mr. Blood, I'm going to tell you the same thing Randy Orton told John Cena. Wait, do you have kids, Mr. Blood?
I have a daughter that lives with her mother from a whole other situation we'll talk about on a different day, because that's a different story for all of y'all.
Never mind then.
But the point is, at the end of the day, at what point do you hold someone accountable? At what point do you consider someone an adult?
Me?
Who can make their own decisions. If we can send her off at 18 to murder people in war, but she's not allowed to buy a beer, when do we start either deciding to raise the age of consent or deciding that you can be held accountable for your actions?
I don't think there's a specific age, because I feel like there's a lot of people that are mining your age, Mr. Blood, that aren't fucking mature enough, and they shouldn't be making their own fucking choices because they're stupid.
But that comes down to a personal mental decision. I'll tell you something I told someone in my comments. They go, no, because she's not fully developed, and you're not a fully developed adult until you're 26. And I said, actually, do you want to know what science proves and what science actually says, biology says? You know what the actual age of an adult is biologically?
What is it, like 23 proven, or something like that?
14 years old. When the body is old enough to reproduce.
I call bullshit on that.
Nope, you can Google it right now. Whoever's got a phone.
That's fucking
science,
bullshit.
Biology will literally tell you that an adult is considered legally, physically an adult at the age of 14 when their body can physically reproduce and when it's considered sexually mature because they can create life.
Jesus,
that is biologically
Christ.
Considered an adult.
That
now,
is
now morally
fucking
and socially,
insane.
It's fucking weird as fuck. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
But legally, if she's 19, she's been physically an adult for 5 years.
Honestly, I hope that fool. I hope that fool gets busted up for something.
No, he already did. His last day on ESPN was today. He got fired.
Good. Fuck
and he
that
lost
fool.
Sponsorships and everything.
Good. Fuck that fool. See. If he wasn't at fault here, if he wasn't at the wrong, he wouldn't have gotten fired. He would have lost his sponsorships.
No,
that should tell you something.
Because he got fired because of the allegations that because he's a spokesperson on their channel, and it looks so bad because he still publicly cheated on his wife, they cut ties with him.
That's like
he's a horrible. He's a piece of shit, brother. He is a piece of shit, but he ain't some creep. She's almost 20.
I don't know, man. That's still yeah. that's and if still
the role,
creepy.
Let's be honest, men. If the roles were reversed and it was a 56-year-old woman dating a near 20-year-old man, no one would give a shit.
No, I mean, it's still weird.
Would you double take it more than twice?
Yeah, I would.
Would it be as big a debate?
Yeah.
Demi Moore was with Ashton Kutcher when she was almost 18 years older than him. Don't forget that. Elvis Presley met his wife when she was only 14 and he was in his 20s.
Doesn't make it okay.
Doesn't make it okay, but no one batted an eye.
Hey.
What's up?
For your little water thing, here's my response to that.
Wait. Okay, Tommy. Here's my response to that. You see this? Water.
Oh. Tommy, we love you. That's why we want you to drink water. It's good for you.
Yeah, I found something on
here.
I found something on Instagram that was like his name is Pepe Le Fuck You. That's his name. That's his name. He is fucking hilarious. He does videos with your best mate, the Unforsakens.
That's my boy. Literally going to Universal with him on the 10th.
Yeah, he did some videos with him not that long ago. And
shit.
Yeah, he did this video where he was like, "Look at me when I'm talking to you. I know for a fact that you haven't hydrated with water. How many times do I have to tell you to drink your water, you stupid bitch?"
it's perfect for Jonathan, because Jonathan, Unforsaken, he has not drank soda in 20 years. And when we went to his sister's graduation, his late friend Ricky, who passed a few years ago, snuck a Sprite into his water bottle on the dance floor. As soon as Jonathan fucking did this, he put it up to his lips. He spit that shit back to the bottle and went, "You trying to fucking kill me?" And he freaks out in front of everybody. And he goes, he looks at me and Ricky, "Which one of you put this fucking Sprite in my water?" And I was like, "Ricky." He's like, "Ricky." And he grabs by the collar. He goes, "I should kick your ass." Jonathan hates soda. But it's funny. He'll literally drink beer.
Wow.
As of recently, I have dropped the fucking Prime. I've definitely dropped the Skittles drink because that shit was nasty.
Oh, but thank God.
In here, the Lipton strawberry tea.
This nigga was still drinking that shit just to keep up appearances.
You know, it's so funny that you mentioned that, the Skittles drink, because I was listening to the Behind the Mic episode.
That literally just brought that up.
Yeah. You know, Prime was getting sued for their beverages last year for, I guess, they were putting caffeine in all their shit, apparently, or something. Like, Prime is trash, bro.
Okay.
Like, if you like Prime, but you want, like, a better alternative that has, like just tastes better, I would highly recommend you, like, Body Armor or 7-Eleven Replenish. It tastes way better, and it does the exact same effect, and it's got way more BCAAs in it, but it just hydrates you so much more. Or my favorite, I love the Body Armor Flash IVs. Keeps you hydrated. Yeah. Tastes great, got a couple different flavors, but it's just better for you. Much better for you. And it tastes better, because I've had Prime twice. That shit was like drinking piss doused in gasoline with added sugar and strawberry. Like, I was like, people like this shit?
So as of recently, my mom got me the strawberry tea that's in here. I took one sip of it, and I'm just like, yep, that's going to be my normal now.
That's what you have to do, though, because that's how I quit soda originally. I just found something I liked equally as much. I fell in love with Gatorade because I was trying to quit soda.
I used to be like Tommy. I used to like just drink anything but fucking water, and then I just started drinking water more and more. Now, like, I feel weird if I don't drink water.
Right.
Like, I have to drink water now.
If you make it a habit, It just like second nature. Like I used to have a massive like Dr. Pepper and root beer addiction. And I used to work at a 7-Eleven. So I got free Big Gulps unlimited all day on my shifts. So there's the fucking soda machine. It was so easy. And then one day I was just like, dude, my stomach always hurts. I always got bubble guts. It sucks. And I was like, okay, I gotta stop drinking soda. I got hooked on Powerade and Gatorade. And I went on a 7-year streak without drinking soda. I only broke it when I worked for Coca-Cola a few years ago for about 9 months. And I kicked back on the habit because I was surrounded by it all fucking. All
right, can we talk about wrestling now? I think we got to get started. You guys ready?
Still set shit up.
Yeah. Right, I wasn't able to watch the whole show because I was doing family stuff. I did watch the clips.
Gives us the rundown.
Right. Yeah.
Especially on the match that should have been at Mania that was better than half of the fucking Mania card.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that
match. We'll get to that in a minute.
No, I'm kidding.
Wait, we're not talking about that?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, yeah.
That TLC, damn.
I love.
I didn't even watch any of the clips of it, so.
I love the delay in the mic. He's like, we're not talking about that, but he had already been full and was already smiling, and then he.
Work.
All right, mute.
Mute, y'all.